Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, world. I'm so glad to be here with you. Guess what? Today is November the 10th. Yes, Wednesday, November the 10th, and this is the best day ever because I am rocking with you and Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So I'm so excited. What you need to do right now is tune in and tell a friend. Go ahead and tell everybody and go ahead and take us with you. If you got to go somewhere real quick, take your USB cord with you, ride with us in your car, go and listen to us at the gym while you take a walk. Wherever you are going today, take Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with you. It's going to be an amazing show today. We have Donald Stevens Jr. with us. He's got a brand new project. It's Time to Breathe Again, and he's an Emmy Award winner, you guys. So I'm super excited to hear about his journey, to learn more about Donald Stevens Jr. and learn about his project. So that's going to be awesome. And then we have Sierra G. Wiles. You know, she brings Level Up in 5. So we're going to be finding out some career moves, trying to get the bag, boss moves, and all of that. What's trending right now in career moves? We're going to be finding all about that with Level Up in 5 with Sierra G. Wilds today. But let's just keep going, shall we? I want you to go ahead and know that if you have an Apple store, or if you have wherever you buy your apps from, you can go ahead and get BBS Radio app and download it to your phone, download it to your iPad, wherever. Go ahead and download that so you can take us also with you. If you have Google, go ahead and say, hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat. It'll bring you right into the show. If you have Alexa, say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio station number 1, and it'll bring you into our show as well. Listen, BBS Radio is awesome. Okay, let me tell you why. They are streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podcast Network, and the list goes on and on and on. We're talking worldwide, you guys. So they're streaming over in Middle East somewhere, over in India somewhere. They're streaming everywhere. So let me just tell you how you need to get connected. Go ahead and download that app. Also, we have, because of you listeners, over 1 million listeners worldwide. Yes, through archives, through live streaming, through everything. We're constantly going 24/7. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is on and popping. You never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So I'm so glad to celebrate this monumental moment with you. 6 years with BBS Radio, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You guys have been rocking with me, growing with me, growing with us. So we appreciate you. We love you. Continue to spread the word. Continue to connect with me on Instagram, on Facebook, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Connect with me everywhere, social media, in Clubhouse even. I'm talking to so many people on Clubhouse also. So I'm so glad that you are able to connect with me that way. Continue to keep this ball rolling. I always respond to everyone. So I'm so glad that you guys are being blessed, because you're sure enough blessing me. All right. So let's go right into the weather, and then we're going to take a sponsorship break and then ministerial moment. And then Donald Stevens Jr., Emmy Award winner, going to be joining us. All right. Let's go right into it. Washington, D.C., you are 66 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 70 degrees. Richmond, Virginia, you are 70 degrees sunny right now. High 672. Let's see. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 72 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 73 degrees. Dallas, you are 66 degrees. Your high is going to be 73, partly cloudy all day. London, you are 55 degrees. You are 55 degrees and showers right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 50 degrees. 57 is going to be your high. Los Angeles, you are 57 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 72. Sunshine all day. Yay. Miami, you are 81 degrees and sunny. That's your high. And you're sunny all day today. Let's see. Kenya, you are 88 degrees and mostly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 72 degrees. You got thunder showers coming tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Hawaii, you are 52 degrees, partly cloudy. That's your high today is going to be 70 degrees. You're waking up to 48 degrees tomorrow. 68 is going to be your high. Portugal, you're 79 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 60 degrees. 81 is going to be your high tomorrow. Let's see. Australia, you are 48 degrees. You have severe warning of heavy rainfall coming your way. So be prepared for that. You're 48 right now. That's your high. Waking up to 46 degrees. 57 is going to be your high. And you have showers coming tomorrow all week long. So if I didn't say your continent, your nation, your country, your city or your state, guess what? It doesn't matter because God is still in control. No matter what's going on in the weather, about you, for you, through you, God is still in control. And guess what? He has the final say. And that's all that matters. He loves you so much. And I love you too. But most importantly, he loves you the most. All right. So he's got you. Okay. So just stay tight. Just keep your faith, keep shining, keep looking to him, and he's got you all the way. Your steps are ordered by him. Don't ever forget that. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you, okay? All right, we're going to take a sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right, you guys, get in the weight of every loss. I'm telling you, this is 18 years of ministry just laid out in the book form. I'm telling you, you can go and get it Audible or on Kindle or Amazon.com. Go ahead and purchase your In the Weight of Every Loss, or you can go on DrGinaPrince.com and get your copy and I'll sign it for you. All right, listen, let's talk about it. Travis Scott, this is the concert, the Astro, the Houston, Texas. Let's talk about it, okay? This is my thing. I don't want to get too much into it or anything, but we already know that the industry is already saturated with demonic influences. We already know that the enemy is raging war against God's people, against his creation. We already know that. We've heard about the Illuminati. We've heard about, you know, blood sacrifices, human sacrifices in the entertainment industry. We've heard about all that stuff through the years. Marilyn Manson, this one and that one. Kurt Cobain, this one and that one. We've heard about all of that. We know that these things are going to happen. We know this. As believers, we should be prepared to win souls, you know, go out and preach the gospel, winning souls, telling people about Jesus, preparing the way for his coming, because he's coming. He's coming. He is coming. And if it's not as clear as day now, then I don't know when it's going to be clear to you. Let me just say this. In some of the interviews that I have heard and I have actually been in the midst of on Clubhouse, I have heard people say that it felt like hell. Okay. So, my thing is that if you wasn't woke and you went to this concert, you're woke now. So I say that everything that, you know, light comes out of darkness, read Genesis 1, chapter 1 through 4, he created light out of darkness. So I believe that anything that is chaotic, God is still able to bring light to it. So if these people were there by the hundreds you know, and or the thousands. I don't know how many people they said. I don't even know how many people was there. But how many ever was a lot, too many. And out of that, if half or more woke up and said, "Oh my God, my life, I got to change it. I can't do this. This was like hell. It was demonic." If they were able to see that, then glory to God. See, I'm not focused on, you know, rather Travis Scott is going to be, you know, prosecuted or, you know, responsible. All I see is God's glory. So many people ran from that concert saying, "I need to change my life." So for me, it's a win, a kingdom win. Now, was there a sacrifice and people's lives lost? Yes, there were. And my condolences go out to those families that lost their loved ones. That's never a good thing. But in the sense of it all, and whoever is responsible does need to take responsibility and does have to take, you know, and do what they need to do to compensate these families. Absolutely. I'm not even disregarding that. But if we're going to go spiritual and we're going to sit up there and focus more on demons and the devil and what all he did through Travis Scott and this one and that one, let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, we won that kingdom-wise because it is so many people. Check your TikTok. So many people are saying, "Oh my God, it was like hell. As soon as you walked in, it was like hell. When you got in, it was like hell. And I was so glad. I thank God that I made it. I thank God that I made it out. I will never go to something like that again. It's changed my life forever." You know what? The light switched and went on. So that's what I'm thankful about. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm really grateful about. If we go in deeper to find out what the devil is doing, I think the most important thing for me is just, this is what I want to say to parents. Train your kids in the way that they should go. When they grow old, it will not depart from them. Watch where you go. Like, are you a believer or are you not? Are you saved or are you not? I mean, some things we need to grow and mature out of. You know, if we're still attracted to things that are not kingdom and not of God, then we need to do an evaluation on ourselves. This is really a time to really decide what side you're on. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, my son is not attracted to those type of concerts or those type of that type of music. So it's kind of like, you know, I believe that if you have a child in your womb or you have a little one, this is a good time to start praying with them, for them, teaching them the word of God, getting them ready. If you have a teenager and you have a good relationship with them, this is a good time to start talking and saying, "Hey, I was wrong about some things. I really would like to see you win. And I really want you to do, you know, your best. And I believe that I'm going to make some changes in my life. And I want you to do some things in your life. I just believe that we're going to have a better life if we live blah, blah, blah." You know, and this is just my opinion. I mean, just 18 years of living. I mean, you can take it for what it's worth. But I just believe that in this time, I'm more excited about Jesus coming than I'm concerned about what the devil doing. Because I know the devil going to do what he going to do. He's been doing what he's been doing. I mean, you know, our responsibility is to tell people about Jesus and be the glory of light in the earth and spread the gospel and let everybody know how good God is and that they would hope and pray that they would make the choice to choose Jesus. You know, that's it. When I go to somebody and I'm talking to them about kingdom situations, I'm not focusing on the devil unless they ask me what, you know, if I continue to do this, what does this mean? Then I have an answer for them. But when I'm going and ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm not focusing on demons and demonic influences. I'm focusing on letting them know how good God is, taste him and see his glory on me. You know, don't you want him? don't you want him? And that type of thing. So I just wanted to share that with you and just may you guys be blessed by that. Again, you know, these are the signs of the times of Jesus coming. Okay. It's just that simple. So I'm not shocked by it. And I just hope that you guys wouldn't be either. I mean, this is just something that, you know, maybe talking about it can just help people want to decide on where they want to go. All right. Which way? You want to go with Jesus or you want to go with the enemy? Which one? All right. Well, listen, this has been Ministerial Moment. I hope this blessed you. I'm so thankful that you were with us. And I'm just so glad that you were able to listen. All right. All right, then. This has been Dr. Gina's Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that He's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever He binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever He loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Okay, it's just the radio drop. It'll take 2 seconds. All you have to do is say, "This is Michelle McLean, and you are a legendary woman on Dr. Gina with Dr. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat." Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go.
Do it now?
Yes.
This is Michelle McLean. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. 1, 2, 3, go.
This is Michelle McLean Walters. And you are a legendary woman, and you're listening to the Dr. Gina's radio show.
All right, Dr. Gina's radio chat, and then that's it. Okay, one,
Dr.
two.
Gina's, you want me, let me say it. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Gina's radio chat. Chat.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Okay, yes, 1, 2, 3, go.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. I love these bloopers. So funny. All right. Joining me right now is Donald Stevens Jr. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hello. How are you?
We are fantastic. Emmy Award winner. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, blessed, and just overjoyed.
Well, that is awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you. I want to go ahead and introduce your new single. I love it. And then we're going to talk all about everything that's going on with Donald Stevens Jr. and his win and everything else. Let's go ahead and introduce It's Time to Breathe Again by Donald Stevens Jr.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
When the smoke clears, you can finally see you're here. With burning desires, you can pass by through the fears. Don't let it get away. Your life is much more than the world can say. Have another chance to be the one you've always second guessed. It's time to breathe again. Nothing can take you away from dreaming. It's time to breathe again. There is hope for those believing. When you have no words to say just how you're feeling. When the thoughts run deep, don't hold them back, keep fighting. Much more than the world can say. You have another chance to be the one you've always second guessed. It's time to breathe again. Nothing can take you away from dreaming. It's time to breathe. It's time to breathe again. Nothing can take you away from dreaming. It's time to breathe again. There is hope for those believing.
Wow, that Donald, that is amazing. I love that. Oh, it's so breathtaking. Okay, let's talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it. I had to get myself together. Okay, let's go back a little bit. Okay, when did you discover that you were a singer, songwriter, producer? Did it all come at one time? Was it gradually through your walk? What came first? Talk about it.
Literally, and I'm going to be honest, you know, I've grown up in church my whole life playing, you know, the organ and keyboard and drums, you know, growing up in the church choir and all of that stuff, but I never really considered myself a singer. You know, I was always in the background, but literally not until last year, I was about to like literally just give up on music. And this had happened after having COVID and almost dying as well. I know I'm kind of like, you know, all over the place, but like almost dying from COVID. And even before that, I was just like, you know what? I don't want to do this whole music thing anymore. But after that experience that I had with COVID, there was a still small voice that said to be still and know. And that right there just gave me so much peace. And then God just began to show me that, you know what, you're not done yet. I've given you a gift. I've given you these tools and these resources to glorify me, to glorify God. And he says, you know what, you're not done yet. And so I literally just stepped out and just said, you know what, God, I believe you. I'm going to go with this. And then, you know, opportunities just started opening up for me to write songs and to do things for a show. And, you know, it was at that moment that I really realized how, number one, that God's hand was on my life, but also that he has put a gift inside of me that's supposed to be used for the world and not, you know, not for selfish gain or not for anybody else, but for his glory. And so I'm still learning, you know, the business of it, but still really perfecting that gift that God has given me. So yes.
Well, I love all of that. And I really, truly, I love your energy. I love it so much. It is just, you know, it's definitely refreshing. And it's like one of those things, like, you know, that I can tell that you know your purpose and you are a servant because you have this love that just comes out of you that is just for igniting people, encouraging people. And it really is coming through your music. How in the world did you get to this point of being an Emmy nominee, first of all, and then a winner? Tell us about that.
Oh my goodness. Like that, I mean, experience was just, I mean, you know, another God thing, you know. And one of the things that, you know, is important to understand is that, you know, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on anything, you know, and it sounds very cliche, but it's so true. And, you know, I was approached by a host whose name is Thomas Knox, and he's been doing this. He was doing this experiment, this connection experiment, and he was going around and just, you know, talking to people, talking to strangers. And what he did was, you know, he would play games and connect four with people. I mean, it sounds strange, but this all happened in the city. And he reached out to me and said, hey, listen, we're doing a show. Would you like to be a part of the show? So I said, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. And we talked about my experience as a music therapist, because I'm for 10 years, I've been working with children with autism as a music therapist. And so he wanted to really focus on that. Yes. So he wanted to focus on that. And during during as we were meeting, this all happened in the train station. It was all being, you know, videotaped and everything. So he asked me to write a song on the spot. And so through that, you know, through my experience and through what was happening there, I wrote like a 30-second hook about my experience. And then the executive producer, David Harris Katz, from David Harris Katz Entertainment, he emailed me and said, listen, I love the song so much. Can you write a full song? Now, the song was called You Can Change the World. Now, this was during the whole pandemic, before vaccines, before everybody knew what was really happening. And he said, I want you to write a full song. Now, it was at this point where I was like, all right, God, You said I have these gifts. You said that I was built for this and this and that. So I was like, you know what? Let's put it to the test.
Wow.
Within a couple of hours, I wrote a full song. We got it recorded within a month and a half. And, you know, we shot a video actually as well. It's called You Can Change the World. You can see that on YouTube. But we shot a full video in 12 hours.
Wow.
He edited everything, got it sent out, and he sent it away for Emmy nomination. And then we were nominated around June or July, we found out. And then just this past a couple of weeks ago, actually, we found out that we won the award. So the show is called Date While You Wait. Yes, I'm so excited. Date While You Wait. It's a show about connections. It's not really about dating, but it's a show about connections and bringing people back to just connecting with natural people and kind of just getting off of social media and getting off of Facebook and really connecting the old way, you know? And so, shout out to Thomas Knotts and David Harris Cast Entertainment for giving me that opportunity.
Wow, that is quite amazing. What a story. Well, I'm excited about it. We love this sound that you are releasing. I'm looking forward to even checking out the show just to hear you. Look, you're going to have people looking at the show just for you. Oh, my gosh. So where are you at now? I mean, how has it changed your life, your perception of things? What if, you know, let's start there, and then I want to ask you something else, but I want to stop there. How has it changed you? Do you feel like you were prepared for this moment? What was it like? You know, what is it like to be an Emmy Award winner? Like, has it hit you yet? What's going on?
Well, number one, it really hasn't hit me yet because it's such a huge honor. And, you know, when you watch these things on television, you know, sometimes you don't really think to yourself like, oh, yeah, that could be me. I mean, if you would have told me about a year ago that I was going to win an Emmy Award for a song that I wrote, I would have been like, man, what are you talking about? Like, you sound crazy. But again, we serve a big God, right? And when we put our trust in who God is, because God is a God of excellence, and he wants to show his children off. So
yes.
It was just like, you know, I began to write, and I began to declare it and write these things down. I'm a journalist, you know, I love to journal. I'm an author. I love to just write. And so I was journaling these things down and just saying, you know what, I'm going to be an Emmy Award winner. I'm going to be, even before anything happened, I was declaring it in the atmosphere. And you know, before all of this, again, I was just saying, you know, this is not something that I was thinking about, but this is something that God was thinking about. And it was a place, it's an area where God wants to build a platform for his glory again. You know, on outside of music, you know, I'm also a minister as well. And I've ministered around the tri-state teaching and equipping people and an evangelism and, you know, teaching people how to go out into the streets and do things like that. And so everything that I do for the Lord, you know, like you said, it comes out in my music as an encourager. You know, I don't consider myself a Christian artist. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm an encourager, and that's just who I am. Because, you know, not everyone is going to believe in God, but they believe in hope, and I believe God is the God of hope. And when you bring that, they can feel the presence, and they can, I mean, when people hear the song, even the engineer, when we were going over it, he said, "Man, I feel chills just listening to the song." And especially in the time that we're at now, you know, with the pandemic and even the social injustice and all these things that's been happening, you know, it's time to breathe again. We've been so suffocated with everything that has been going on in the world. It's time to breathe again. And that's where the song began to birth itself, just thinking about what's happening in the world, you know. And so for me to attain such a status as an Emmy Award winner, you know, I guess, you know, people can hear me now, you know, and again, I'm not tooting my horn or doing anything like that, but God gets the glory. But, you know, now people can see, you know, now people can hear, you know, I can go out with this platform that God has given me. And I'm still not down from the cloud. Yes.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Well, this has been so amazing. I'm so glad that we have you on. We got you here. I'm so glad that everything is going well with you. I just really just thank God for you. And I'm so glad. Just tell somebody what exactly, what advice would you give them concerning the matter of fulfilling a dream? Like if they have something in their heart and they have a passion for something that will just inspire other people, what would you tell them to do?
Honestly, like really, again, focus on your dream, embrace the dream, but also know who you are. Know who you are, know whose you are, because nobody can take that away from you. Once you know who you are, your identity, what you're built for, listen, nobody can take that away from you. Write your dreams down and execute, 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 execute. That is the word, execute. Sometimes we get these thoughts in our minds like, oh, you know, I can't do this. No, you got to silence those voices and tell yourself, you know what? I'm bigger than that. I'm going to go forward and I'm going to let the world see exactly what I can do. And so go forth in your dream. Do not give up. Execute it and just know who you are.
Yes, indeed. I love it. I love it so much. I love it. All right. Well, listen, I love what you're doing. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Yes, yes, yes. So you can go on Instagram and follow me at @_DonaldStevensJr. @_DonaldStevensJr. You can also subscribe to my YouTube page, Donald Stevens. You can check me out on my website, www.theofficialdonald.com, and go listen to It's Time to Breathe Again on Spotify, on all digital platforms. Also, please go visit your local listings. Find out about Date While You Wait. You can listen to the song You Can Change the World on YouTube as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you, Donald Stevens Jr. Love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right, you guys, we're moving on. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be right back with Sierra G. Wiles with Level Up in 5.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them.
Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. Hey, this is Shirley Murdoch, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, we got Sierra G. Wiles joining us with Level Up in 5. Come on, Sierra G. Wiles, what you got today? Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. G. How you doing today?
We're doing fantastic.
Awesome. All right, so I am coming with some information this week, and I'm excited to share this because this has been a big buzz. A lot of people have been talking about it, tweeting, sharing posts about this new huge Facebook announcement and their investment to change to Metaverse, right? And
yes.
So we have all been talking about technology and what does this mean. And so I wanted to be able to bring some value so that you guys know exactly what's going on and how does this impact and affect you, okay? So first of all, let's talk about what it is, right? So what is Metaverse? Everybody's talking about this term. They're sharing it. But a lot of people don't really know what it is. But it is a virtual environment that uses avatars in a 3D or virtual world, providing opportunities to socialize, shop, game, stay fit. Basically, you're able to do everything in this virtual world. So basically, they're taking us, making us into like basically like cartoon characters, Dr. G., and we're able to interact with other people and be able to stand and talk to people in China and in Europe and Canada and be able to shop and do these different things in a virtual world. So that is what Metaverse is. But you have to have a special device, which is the virtual reality devices, in order for you to access this platform. All right. So you may be wondering, okay, so Sierra, what does this mean for the career world, right? So as I've been always talking about, there's like a surge of technology, engineering, math, science focused careers. And so my plea and my bargain is that people start to take advantage of this. So understanding that this Metaverse means that there's going to be a huge surge of careers that's coming in the STEAM realm, that science, technology, engineering, art, and mechanical career focus. So what does this mean for you, for job security? That means it is time for everyone to start skilling up, right? That means gaining some type of extra training, certifications in one of these fields. This is how you're going to be able to really gain the job security that you're going to need for the future. So if you're in some type of service industry, I strongly always encourage all of the people that I coach, even my students, that if you're in the service industry, we have to be able to skill up, gain more skills, and become irreplaceable. It's going to be really hard when robots and as we're already talking about, this virtual world is already start taking over. So we got to figure out where is our place in this? How do we do it? And so we got to start thinking from an innovative perspective and making sure that we have the skills and the knowledge to help us stay sustained in the future. So that's what I got, Dr. G. In 5 minutes. I hope y'all got it.
Well, you know what? That was a lot to get. I'm telling you right now because, hey, we need to know that for sure. I mean, we do.
Yes.
We need to know all of that.
Yes.
And it's so important, you know, for us to be able to know because a lot of people are kind of leery about this whole new access. It's kind of like, I think people are a little leery about that. Like that's a little too much in, you know, so is it something that we should be concerned about?
So I don't think it's anything that we should be concerned about. I think that this is something that they have been prepping us for. And if you're not in that arena or in that industry, and then this sounds foreign, right? And that's what it is. I think for a lot of people, it sounds foreign. It sounds like, oh, Lord, what in the world is this? But I was introduced to virtual reality and stuff maybe like a decade or so ago. And so for me, it's not foreign because this was already, it was already in the past and in a pipeline of creation. And so a lot of, we already knew that this is what was getting ready to happen when it came to careers and how we're preparing different people. And so even a lot of the educational institutions had already started aligning. If you started looking, they had already started aligning a lot of these tech-focused degrees. Think about it. So when you start to see, you know, different institutions, whether you're in California, whether you're up north or even down south, like we started seeing a surge of cybersecurity degrees pop up. We started seeing a surge of information technology. We saw a surge of engineering degrees. Like we needed more technical engineers and people to be able to come in from a mechanical side. And so we already knew this is nothing for people to be worried about, but more so to lean in and get educated and see how do you truly fit in to this movement? Because that's what it is. I think a lot of times technology sometimes can frighten people if they don't understand it. But this is something that's really great. It allows us to be able to utilize different spaces and see the world in a way that we've never been able to see it before. Like now, in a virtual setting, Dr. G, we get to actually visit China without having to pay thousands of dollars for a plane ticket, right? And so I think this is a great advantage for us to be able to lean into, but we have to be able to understand it. And so that's why I wanted to bring the value. It's just giving that brief introduction on what it means and what this will look like. But I think this is something great that our world can definitely take advantage of.
All right. Well, you know what? She said it right here on Level Up in 5, Sierra G. Wiles.
Y'all
tell everybody where they can follow you.
You guys can follow me. You already know IG, LinkedIn, Facebook at Sierra G. Wiles on all platforms. Let's get it.
All right, let's do it. All right, thank you so much. Until next time, love you, sister.
Thank you so much, Dr. G. Love you, too. Talk to y'all.
All right. Okay, now joining us, we got comedian Edwanda White is joining us. Let me tell you about this sister here. First of all, I love her so much. Oh, my gosh, she is a go-hard for her career. She's doing big things, always on the move, on every stage, all throughout the L.A. area. I mean, in California, period. Southern, the West Side, the East Side, everywhere. She's everywhere. So I am so excited to introduce comedian Edwanda White. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sister.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Dr. Gina? What's going on?
Hey, well, girl, you know what? We met on a set. You had a role. You were playing yourself as a comedian, and you were so kind to me in this series set that we were on. And you were so kind to me my first time ever as an extra. They don't like to call it that, but I don't know what else you call it. A shadow. I don't know. But anyway, you were so kind to me and I just really loved your energies. I just loved your heart. You just seem like you're such a people's person. And I just really connected with you. She was supposed to be on once before in October and I got the schedule mixed up. You guys know I've been, you know, a lot of adjusting going on here since I've been in California. So, and then today she was scheduled to come on today. So I'm so glad that you were able to make it, girl. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio
Chat.
Thanks
for having me. Thank you so much for having me, girl.
Let's talk about it. Talk about how you have come into the comedy world and how did you know that this was your thing?
Well, you know what? It's like a lot of times we think we have a better plan for our lives than what God has for our lives. And I was going a whole nother direction. But God said, you know what? This is for you. This is, you need to use your voice in a different way to create a ministry that can heal people. Because I actually was in med school or was pre-med and wanted to be a doctor. So I ended up healing in a whole nother way. You know what I'm saying? So look at God. So I never set out to be a comedian, and I never thought I was funny at all, but my whole family was crazy as I don't know what, so I guess I kind of picked it up naturally, and it all just came out as an adult, so look at that, you know?
Wow, that is amazing. So tell us how it's been, at least, you know, especially for a woman in comedy. What has it been like?
It's a good experience for me per se, because I never label myself as, say, female comedian. I just say I'm a comedian. a lot of female comedians do female comedy. They talk about what women go through. And I feel like the difference in me is that I just talk about what people go through. And I have a lot of male fans. I never male bash because I never believe in downing my black, beautiful black brothers. I always talk positively about that because we always hear negativity about what's going on in our community with regards to the black men. But what about the good ones? What about the ones that do take care of their kids? What about the ones that are acting right and are men of God and who are out there being soldiers for their families? We never hear about that. So I don't do jokes about that. And because of that, I feel like I have a positive image out there where the men can come and see me, the women can come and see me, and we're not kind of downrating or emasculating the black male figure in our lives. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, hey, if I have something positive to say or something good that's going to help somebody, that's what I'm about. And comedy is life, and life is comedy. And I feel like it's an important thing out there.
I do. I think it's, you know what? It helped me get through so much of my darkest days. God has sent me a comedian friend, and she was actually part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. And she really was just like, it was a dark season in my life. And I feel like God has sent her to just make me laugh at things that was going on. Even though I wanted to cry, she would make me laugh. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And you need to laugh. Laughter is good medicine.
It is.
We need it.
And it is needed. And it's such a gift. You know what I mean? It's such a gift. And it means so much. And that's why I love comedians so much, because I just feel like you're just such a asset to society, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we don't know how to make ourselves laugh, you know, we have you guys to help us, you know, turn sorrow into laughter. And I just really appreciate your gift so much that I always, you know, said when her time was up on the show, I was like, you know what? I just appreciate you so much because you came in my life in a dark season. I mean, I was in a wilderness, and it was like, I didn't know which way I was going to turn. And she would always, like, if she didn't know the right thing to say, she would always make me laugh. And I just felt like, you know what, that's the right thing. Because, you know, you might think that you need an answer, but sometimes you just need to break it up with a laughter. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
you
just
really
so...
You really do, yeah.
Yeah, do you know
like
what
for
I'm
you,
saying?
Like, I mean, you inspire so many people with, yeah, with your words, you inspire so many people yourself, Dr. G. And that's the point of it all. You use your gifts and your strengths to do what God wants you to do. And my point is, with you, you inspire people about their physical fitness, about their spirituality, about just your zest for life. And that's just your calling. And I know that my calling is to make people laugh and to heal in that way. And that's why I feel like we connect as sisters. You know, we're kindred spirits. We're kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum, but it's still the same thing. We're doing that healing thing, that joy. You know, people need to find their joy, especially now, you know?
Edwana, this is what I wanted to ask you. So with that being said, you do, I don't know if you do clean comedy only or if you do mixture and it's just not that bad. I mean, I don't really know. And I don't know what bad is. So please excuse my verbiage. I just wanted people to just really kind of get to know you, because I know you have, and I know you don't like to label yourself anything, which I don't blame you, because you want the doors to open and things like that. I just have seen you be able to handle yourself without compromise. Do you know what I'm saying? Which I really love.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. So I would say, if I was to describe you, I would say you are a comedian without compromise, and you know what the people need. And you just are, you know, that's how I would describe it. You're gifted to just pour into people in that way. But how would you describe that aspect of it? Is it clean comedy? Is it, or what is it?
Okay, well, you know, I want to say that is the biggest compliment that anyone can give me, because you get it. The point is, it is comedy without compromise. I don't label myself and say I'm a clean comedian or whatever to say that, you know, oh, dirty comedy is not a good thing. Everyone has their own voice. And I do clubs, I do concerts, I do gospel shows, and I'm always clean. And people are always surprised. I've done clubs where they were saying the most foul things right in front of me, and I get up there and do my comedy clean. But no one has ever said, oh, I want my money back because she didn't curse. No, nobody says that. They don't know the difference. They one is either two types of comedians in the world. It's only a funny comedian and one that's not funny, you know. So when someone belittles your comedy and says, oh,
right.
she just a clean comedian, as if to say a clean comedian is not funny, well, then you have been watching the wrong ones. It's the point, you know what I mean? So I look at it that I feel like I inspire people to challenge themselves. I've even inspired other comedians to say, you know what, I want to try to do that. Maybe I don't need to do all of this, you know. Maybe I can just say it a different way. You know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And people really, really feel your spirit when they can see that you can do the same thing without using all the profanity. And I do it because I was raised in the church, and also I want my image to represent something positive in my own community. When I see kids, 12, 13, 14, honey, quote my jokes, I don't want them to be saying something foul because Wanda White said it. I want to represent my community in a positive way, and that's why I choose and make that choice to be a clean comedian, you know. But I'm not just a clean comedian. I'm a comedian, period, and I do all of it. I don't say, oh, I only do churches or I only do this. Because guess what? The outreach comes when you go. How can you be a light if you're not going where the darkness is?
Come on, you better know it. You better know it.
I'm going to bring the light, you know, and to bring the heat, you know what I mean? So I just enjoy what I do. I travel all over the world. You don't know my background because we just met recently, but your spirit was just so energetic, and I'm just a good person. So I didn't even know you, but I was making sure that you were okay.
I loved it. Tell me a little bit about you. We got a little bit of time. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Oh, okay.
What do you want the listeners to know? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have, I've been on BET's Comic View. I was the very first female comedian to ever do BET's Comic View.
Wow.
And that's in the history archives, you know. I did the pilot before it even became a show because D.L. Hughley was the host of the show. And at the time, that we had the same manager. So no one knew who I was at that time when Comic View was coming out, and D.L. was contracted to be the host. So my manager said, well, we're going to put this girl in here in the package. And I got a break early on in life. So after I did Comic View, and then it became a show, I did it several times, and then I ended up doing Def Comedy Jam and all that type of stuff, and Bernie Mac saw me. I ended up being his opening act for like 5-6 years, and it just took off from there because the whole time I was clean. The whole time, you know, I did one time on Def Comedy Jam. I compromised one time in my life, and this was early on, because people told me I wouldn't do well if I didn't curse or say something. And I only
it
went
was
against
probably
my principles
funny.
One time.
It was probably funny hearing you try to cuss when you normally don't. That was probably the funny part.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to cuss. I knew what I was doing. Now I done heard it before. It wasn't unfamiliar. I just didn't feel comfortable doing it. But it was funny, and it did do well. But I didn't feel good about it. To this day, I always wonder, if I went on Def Comedy Jam and didn't curse, would I have done well? But guess what? Wow. Now we'll never know.
Right. But, you know, I really think that a lot of people do hide behind the cursing because of their insecurity. I feel like they don't feel like they're, you know, that they think that the cussing is like a mask. It's like a, you know, like sounding cool. If I'm not funny, then at least I'll be cool. You know what I mean? I don't want to sound, you know, lame or whatever they used to say. But I think it's more talent there. I think it expresses more talent. And I had no idea, even though when I saw your face, I knew you looked familiar. I loved you on this interview. I got to have you back again. We got to schedule again, sister. I love you so much. Can you tell everybody where they can follow you? And what
okay,
show do you
yeah.
have coming up? Yeah, tell everybody where they can follow you and what show you have coming up.
Okay, first of all, I appreciate you so much for having me on, and I love you. I love your spirit. I love what you're about, and I'm just honored to just be on the show right now just to speak with you and to share how much I appreciate you as a queen. And my name is Edwanda White, and it's a weird spelling, E-D-W-O-N-D-A. And you can follow me on Instagram at Edwanda's World, E-D-W-O-N-D-A-S-W-O-R-L-D. And I have a lot of shows coming up in California and all over because I'm touring right now. But the main show I want to promote is my clean and crazy comedy show that I do every month at the J-Spot. The J-Spot is a Black-owned and operated comedy club owned by J. Anthony Brown, the comedian. And we need to support that business or it won't be there. So I do my show every month, clean and crazy. And the next one is Sunday, November 14th, which is coming up. And so you can go on Eventbrite and get those tickets. I have other shows that you can check on Instagram. I'll be in Montclair. I'll be in Bakersfield. I'll be in Lancaster and local areas. So you can check some of those flyers on there. And I just appreciate you sharing your platform with me. And I just appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. Love you, sister. Listen, well, you heard it from Edwanda. You got to go check her out. We had an amazing show. Donald Stevenson Jr. Donald Stevens Jr. and Sierra G. Wiles and Edwanda. We are so glad that everybody could join us. Listen, all you got to do is just remember to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.